Recording in progress.
Clerk, would you call the roll call for today?
Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Mr. Leskovic?
Here.
Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lastic?
Here.
Mr. Stredney?
Here.
Mr. Salito?
Here. We have a couple guests today from the commissioner's office. I would need to get a motion to adjust today's agenda to allow them to speak.
Make a motion to amend the agenda to allow a presentation.
Got a motion by Mr. Stredney.
You got a second?
Second by Mr. Lastic. Clerk, would you call the roll?
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
Seven yeas.
Today's agenda has been adjusted to allow them to speak, and we're going to go right into that. Mr. Hernandez, are you ready, or are you waiting on your... If you could start out, and he can jump in with you if he gets here. I don't push our agenda back too far. Hold the button while you're talking.
Well, I got to get you guys something new here. We got money for that. Is my commissioner here?
There he is.
Okay, thank you. I want to thank council. Thank you, President of Council, Mayor. I was invited here today to talk a little bit about some county business. And
I know you may not know everybody on here, so if we could, I'm going to let everyone introduce themselves to you so you know who you're talking with. I know they got tags, but I'm going to let them go ahead. Todd?
Todd Waddell, First Ward Council.
Okay.
Aaron Johnstone, Second Ward.
James Shealy, Third Ward.
Frank Leskovic, Fourth Ward.
You know who I am. Jimmy Julian, Council of Lords.
Mike Lassie.
Ed Stredney.
Doug Salito, President of Council. And go ahead, Phil.
Phil Zizlo, Law Director.
Abby Lavelle, a clerk of council.
Mayor Steve McKevich.
So we have.
Thank you, Councilman. Welcome, Commissioner. I'll start out. First of all, I'd like to say.
Mr. Malloy, you're able to come up with him and speak jointly if you want. It ain't separate. If you want to, it's up to you. You're able to come up with him and speak at the presentation, do it jointly so we can, for the sake of time, if you want to stay up here with him and you guys.
Once again, the state of Trumbull County is strong. I want to tell you that. We've got a lot of great things that are happening in our county. Number one, I am sure you've all been aware that Kimberly Clark is in a hiring process now. They probably will have to start about 700 jobs there. In addition to that, we have vacated Pine Avenue for them because they own the other side of that road, and they are proposing to develop that land over there. And Commissioner, you would agree that when we had our first meeting with them, that within the next several years, they possibly look to employ about 2,000. It's a big number. It's a great number. It's going to add a lot of economic development to our area. In addition to that, we're working with Foxconn, who look to employ up to 1,700 employees. I have had three meetings with Foxconn, SoftBank in general, and they're going to be moving forward with their hiring process. They're moving a little slower than we thought they would, but in addition to that, in Bozetta, of course, Amazon is opening up shop. Another 270, possibly up to 300 jobs there. The reason why I mention economic development, of course, the responsibility of commissioner is to promote economic activity, economic expansion. And like I like to say, Trumbull County is open for business. What that does, and I love what council has done here, Mayor, you spoke about the CRA here. We are going to have a major need for housing in Trumbull County. With that being said, I think it's ripe for Niles as being a partner of Trumbull County, the Warren area, the whole encompassing this whole area here for housing to come here. And so we're meeting with the Port Authority, with Valley Vision, incorporating Eastgate, and working on housing here in the near future. Another situation that we're working on at the moment is transportation. Our transportation administrator will be retiring. We have a lot of different options available, and we would like to ask, and we have, the commissioner spoke about meeting with Niles, Warren, Howland, Gerard, to put together some ideas about what you see or what you feel about public transportation, maybe even incorporating the city and the area cities and townships into, not necessarily townships, but mainly, you know, the areas that are going to need more public transportation. We already service seniors and we service the veterans. But we see that there's a need for just normal, regular public transportation to get people to and from Niles, to the mall, to their works, to the jobs, to medication, to the stores. So we would like to invite you, and I think we're going to have an invite for the mayor or president of council to attend a meeting with the commissioners to discuss transportation. I don't want to go too deep because I got the commissioner here and I know he wants to speak, but I think I'll end on this portion of my presentation. We're in need of a hospital. It looks like Insight is not going to be, to me, I worked with them, we all worked with them, and it looks like it's just not going to be doable for Insight to be able to handle what ODH expects of them to carry their Medicare and Medicaid license, which if without Medicare and Medicaid, you're not going to survive as a hospital. I could tell you that there are some other opportunities, and the commissioners are looking into those opportunities. Hopefully there's something big that comes. I'm pretty confident that it will. And as these companies employ, you know, hospitals work on numbers. They don't work on projections. So I called United Health University Hospitals. They were not interested at the time, but as this employment numbers tick up, I believe that we're going to have an opportunity for a hospital to locate here. I'm going to end on that because I know you guys want to get home.
Well,
and
I'll put date on a couple of things. The Kimberly Clark, where was the status on Kimberly Clark and how many jobs are projected out of Kimberly Clark, and how soon do you see it coming, and et cetera?
So Kimberly Clark right now is in a hiring process for management and some of their higher wage jobs. I believe Kimberly Clark by the end of the year, or we're hearing by the fourth quarter and the beginning of 27, that they should be fully staffed. They have added a transportation department to their facility, which is going to incorporate another, what was it, Commissioner? How many jobs were there?
Four phases. And they're going to work themselves up to almost 3,000 jobs if they hit the fourth phase.
It's going to be one of their flagship operations throughout, you know, the entire world, actually, servicing the Northeast and up into Canada.
Approximately 3,000 jobs?
Commissioner had mentioned 3,000 jobs. In totality, if they move forward with that flagship operation. Yes.
Commissioner Malloy, do you have anything?
Sure.
I have a few questions here about a couple things, right?
Okay, apologize for my throat. First off, I've had this for about 5 weeks. I'm going to see a specialist on Monday. My problem is I talk too much, and I wear out my vocal cords. It's an honor to be here tonight. First off, one of the unique things about being a county commissioner is you get to learn all about the whole county, not just a piece and a part. One thing I realized about Niles, there's no municipality, township, anywhere in this county that has as much pride as you guys do. This valley, this county, was built on the backs of your fathers and grandfathers and uncles and aunts. You know, everybody, everything that happened in Trumbull County originated as far as labor, what we built, the economic boom that we're going to see now is because of people from Niles originally. We're seeing that happen now, although Kimberly-Clark isn't in your borders. They're going to live here. They're going to work here. They're going to eat here. They're going to sleep here. They're going to marry here. They're going to educate their kids here. You guys are right at the cusp of the immigration we're going to have of employees. We don't have enough labor. They've told us that. We know that. We know that we got to get a working class again like we had for General Motors and Packard and the mills back in the day. We know they need places to live. Where are they going to live? Hopefully, Niles rolls the red carpet out for residents. You do things internally, as you have been doing, to keep it attractive so people can live here, educate here, set their roots here. With Kimberly-Clark, they are in the first phase. October, they're going to be opening. They already hit phase two, which is distribution center. That wasn't supposed to happen until next year, but they're ahead of schedule. Once they hit phase three and phase four, then you're talking toilet paper, Kleenex, other products that will make this kind of the hub of Northeastern United States to distribute that product all throughout the northern part of the country. And that'll be made with our labor. People that live in Niles, people that live in Warren, people that live in Youngstown, our region is going to provide the labor for that. So we need to be ready for that with the labor force. The problem we fear as commissioners right now is there's such job growth happening between Foxconn, which does have 400 employees now. They've been paying them to be there for a year now and basically do nothing but prep. They're adding 2 million square feet to the old General Motors complex. We all have driven by it our whole lives. We know how big it is. Imagine what we're going to be facing a couple years from now if they fill that building with 6 million square feet of labor. Those are good paying jobs for our citizens. So we're all in a unique situation right now. We're leaders of this area. We all need to be rowing in the same direction. We all need to be thinking about the same things like Commissioner Hernandez said, healthcare, education, quality of living. What are we going to do in each of our communities to be ready for that? How are we going to prepare our labor? How are we going to prepare our kids to work here and stay here? How are we going to prepare our building trades so that we can build the houses and refurbish neighborhoods one neighborhood at a time? The jobs will be here. The money will be here. We need to make sure we're ready for that when it happens. We do want to work with Niles better. The three commissioners, the three of us, are all from townships. We need to rely on your knowledge of doing it the way you've done it for years, following the footsteps of your leaders before you, leading us into this new generation, leading us into this new economy that Trumbull County is going to have. We've got Warren, we've got Niles, we've got the townships, we've got Hubbard. We started this economic development tour a couple of years ago. It's a bus tour we do every 2 months. And we load up people from the Chamber of Commerce, Port Authority, different state agencies, county agencies. And we drive to different parts of the county and see what they have. We did Northeast, Northwest, Southeast, Southwest. And we look for the little businesses and the big businesses. And we've toured everywhere from Valerick to a place that makes tractors that tether hay up in Mesopotamia. And we saw the workforce we have here in this county. We saw the things that are going good in this county. And I will never be one to say that we're on a decline or that things aren't looking good. The glass is more than half full in Trumbull County. And I think you'll see it here. We do have tough times with these taxes, with this all the stuff you see in the news. We do want to keep taxes low. We do want to give relief for our seniors and the people that built the valley the way that they have. You know, that's out of control right now. Our homeowners are being pushed out of their homes, especially the people that worked at GM and Packard. They're at a point now where some of their taxes are higher than the mortgage when they built their house in the 70s and 80s. We can't have that. But then again, we can't do without the services that are provided from the tax base that we have. To think in Trumbull County that any citizen up here is going to pay a 20% sales tax and not jump across the border to Pennsylvania, you got to be crazy. That's not going to work here in Trumbull County. We got to find a Niles way to do it. We got to find a Warren way to do it, a Trumbull County or Mahoning Valley way to do this, to figure this thing out as it comes forward. One good thing I could say also, we're built on diversity in this county. We've got people from different political parties, different religions, different races. In my 3.5 years now as commissioner, I've never had one issue that I voted on yet that it was a red or blue issue. I've never had one that was a black or white issue. When we make decisions and you make your decisions for the people, we're making them for all the citizens. We're making them for our future. We can learn from the past. We've been down. We're back up again. Moving in the future. I guess we're here tonight especially to extend that olive branch and say help us lead Trumbull County into the future and the next generation. You guys have done it right for so long. You held down the fort long enough. Now it's time we all work together, row in the same direction, put down any animosities we've had between boundaries, territories, parties, and all work together on this, and we can be the leader of the state.
Commissioner, discuss one of the big concerns, and it's kind of like you said, the olive branch, the water rate standardized, the subcommittee that was put together, and I know that several councils are going to want to speak on this. But we had some concerns because Niles would be the one that takes the big hit financially if the, I understand that blueprint is in pencil and not in pen, I get it, if it's even a blueprint, but it's a, it obviously would have a great impact on our city. And, you know, the everybody else would kind of reap the benefits off our back, and it would definitely adjust our budget and hurt us in a different manner. So,
Mr. President, I actually planned on talking about that. Do you mind if I jump in?
Go ahead, Mr. Johnston.
Yeah. So, first of all, thank you both for coming, making yourselves available to speak to council. I wish I had a little more time to prep. You know, I wasn't made aware that you guys were coming until about noon today. That's typically, I like to prepare a little more and have a little more questions. But the one thing I do want to say, Mr. Malloy, I appreciate talked about Niles Pride. You talked about the forefathers who built this area coming from this city and rowing in the same direction. And I will tell you that I don't believe this Water Advisory Board in any way replicates what you just said. It's quite the contrary. And I was very disappointed with the tone of the meeting and how it portrayed our city. We are prideful. And we took a risk in 1932 when other communities wouldn't. And we put a lot of money and a lot of investment to keep our residents' rates affordable. And the way that it was portrayed, that we are going after other communities or predatory to other communities, when those are negotiations, we go in, we sit down, and we negotiate those rates. They're not forced. They're not mandated. Those people sat across and agreed to the terms, and then now are going to come back and act as if we were bullies in some capacity. I did not appreciate the way the city of Niles was represented in that article or in that meeting. I know you two personally weren't there, so I want to give you benefit of the doubt to at least address it.
I appreciate that. Commissioner Hernandez and myself were no part of that. We weren't there. I had to get briefed on it today myself when I heard that this was an issue. I can assure you that there's, you said if it's not in pen, not in pencil, it's not even on a pad of paper in our. There was an water advisory board that was formed because there was a disparity amongst our users where some were paying double what the others were paying after we acquired the water from you and Warren. And that board was put together for the purpose of looking out on what's best in our own department, to streamline our department to keep rates as low as they can keep them. How that meeting turned to something of this, I don't know how it turned that way, speaking on behalf of Mr. Hernandez, nothing like that will ever happen without you guys having a seat at the table. You know, we will never try to bully or come at a city and say, you need to do this, that's not going to happen. And I don't think that was meant to be the tone of that last meeting from what I read in the paper also. That was a board of different trustees from around the county that were doing some talking, and I don't even believe they even had a quorum on that day to even vote on anything. So that was an issue that was brought up. It was discussed. It was covered by the media. It was not covered officially by the county in any way, shape, or form.
Commissioners.
Excuse me. To comment on this, and I concur with the commissioner, the board was assembled basically to oversee the operations of the sanitary division, not to incorporate or how they were going to try to knock somebody out or try to, you know, bully somebody into some sort of a situation that made you look bad. And I, you know, I work with media a lot. Unfortunately, media can be, they can be your best friend or they can be your worst enemy. And in this case, I understand your feelings. Commissioner Malloy and I were not there. Personally, again, you know, I don't see moving forward being able to set up some sort of a regionalization or any kind of a program of that nature. There's too many players involved in this whole situation here. It's not just Niles. I mean, you have other areas. This water's traveling through different communities, and the infrastructure of that is so great that it would, you know, it would just, I don't think it's doable. And to get back to the one of the reasons why that board was assembled, when we first came in, I can speak for Commissioner Bernard and I, we were told in February, the second month of our term, that we needed to raise water rates tremendously high. It was almost double the rate, and it was ridiculous. These rates need to be, like Niles does, periodically, these rates need to be raised, maybe even yearly or, you know, bi-yearly, to a level where the residents aren't going to be overwhelmed by that type of an increase. And we're working on that right now, similar to what I spoke to the mayor, what you do here. This is what the county needs to do on a county level. Those rates need to be raised incrementally, periodically, so that it doesn't cause a stir with the residents, and it doesn't allow our department, you know, the water rates in Trumbull County, they weren't raised for, I think it was over 10 years, and the sanitary district was going broke. So we had to make a decision, and I don't want to get too deep into how that decision was made and why that board was formed, but that's the gist of it. I could tell you that I could speak on behalf of Commissioner Malloy and I, Commissioner Bernard isn't here, that we personally do not have any...
Hernandez, ultimately that can't happen, subcommittee or not, it cannot happen without your two signature. And I guess that's what we're looking for, some assurance that you're going to keep Niles where they need to be without digging in our pocket and affecting our budget. So, I mean, ultimately, that's what we're looking for, because subcommittees are only that. They can only bring back recommendations, and ultimately they have to have your two signatures. You need three, but, I mean, they only need two to make a pass. And I guess, that, you know, Niles has been a friend of the commissioner's office. We want to keep growing that relationship, but we cannot our auditor runs us tight on the budget. The mayor's doing the best he can with this, and we just cannot take a hit financially.
Right.
That's what we're looking for, assurance. Stretton, yeah. I had a question for you.
Yeah, and to segue on that, Mr. President, not only their signatures, but first and foremost, our signatures. And we've made that very clear in my sentiments to the commissioners about our collective position of the MVSD and the city of Youngstown, that we are not in a position, unless they come with a check with many, many, many zeros, we're not in a position to relinquish any part of the Mahoning Valley Water District. So, and also with that, I'm not sure you're aware or not, but there is a meeting, I believe it's in 2 weeks, that the Water Advisory Board has called. Representatives Niles, the district, Youngstown, state representatives were invited to that meeting. I think it would behoove everyone in this room to ask the commissioners to please reiterate Niles' position, MVSC's position, Youngstown's position as far as regionalization goes of the Mahoning Valley Sanitary District.
Mr. Stredney?
No, I don't. It's a good question. I do not. I know that the advisory board has not even had a quorum in the past two meetings even to vote on anything. I really don't know where that.
Well, I do know Mr. Stredney's been patient.
Board is going, to be honest with you.
No, I'm just going to be reiterating, but just for one last time. We do stuff, and you guys are doing stuff that's planning 5, 10, 20 years down the road. And the people that sat here and in the mayor's seat years ago made a huge gamble and a huge bet in it and created the MVSD. All these communities had the same opportunity. You know, their councils all said no. Girard, Campbell, Struthers, Warren built the Meander Reservoir or Mosquito Lake. And so they all had that opportunity, again, 100 years ago, I get it. So I just think, you know, for us to be in a position to even question that, we're just getting legislation to go out to do some work for AMP Ohio that hopefully will work out for our residents for the next 20 or 30 years. How long is the solar contract for, Mayor? 30 years? So we're taking gambles to better our residents. And I don't know what the answer is for people up in Liberty, but it's not going to be on the Niles residents.
The only issue that I see with this, and like I said, this is all new to us. This isn't even on the table. It's never been discussed with us. Is the dam is in need of repair. We know that. We know we need to come up with $100 million somewhere. We as commissioners are going to support any way possible to make that work with the state, federal agencies, anything we can do. I think out of our ARPA money, we spent $60,000 or something on some valve or something that was needed to help out, to keep the process rolling, you know, with no ask or favor of getting a discount or anything with any of that. If the system's not broke, we don't need to fix it. And like I said, we're building on the backs of our future generations. We're not going to destroy the history. We're not going to change it. I have no desire for that at all. Water, unfortunately, becomes a power struggle sometimes. It's not going to be a power struggle with us and you guys. I can guarantee, at least myself with my vote, we don't need to get in the water game. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We don't need to go back to the 40s and, you know, what you got going, McDonald's got going, and Youngstown's got going. We just need to make it efficient so it's low water costs for all. There is a misnomer out there that, well, Niles gouges you, Youngstown gouges. Look at your own legislation. When you raise your rates on your residents, we get raised, and there's in law or in legislation, you can't gouge us. You're not going to make the county or the residents pay for everything. There's a modest, I think, what is it, 1.5 or something like that of whatever you guys pay in inside rate. And that's fair. And that's what's worked for a long time. That's what I see would continue to work. We do know there's infrastructure issues. We know that some of those pipes out there are 100 years old. We're going to have to figure that out together, how to keep infrastructure strong without raising rates on residents. But as far as the county having our eyes on reworking that deal, I can tell you it's not on our radar at all. And if it ever did come across our radar, my first phone call would be to the mayor and president of council and say, hey, you need to get to this meeting. You need to be at the table with this.
Both of you, because I greatly appreciate you coming, taking a little bit of the angst away. You're saying that you hadn't even seen this. You know, the subcommittee basically hadn't made it back to you. So I think we've made our position real clear. And for the sake of timeliness, I'm going to thank you for coming. But I am going to see, is there any, Mr. Waddell, do you have any further questions?
I just had the question. First of all, I'm glad to see Kimberly Clark. That's a great thing for our area. The housing is going to be wanted for all. That's good. The problem that I see with that is infrastructure as far as roadways and things like that. I understand when Republic Steel was there, they used the roads as well. But I see more traffic, I think, coming in the near future. And how do you plan on dealing with that?
They're going to have 330 trucks a day. Come on, Kim Clark. We knew we didn't want them going down 422 like Steel Mill did. So we worked with the Port Authority. Port Authority was able to get a grant from the Department of Development, and that's what that new road is being built. That's going to go out the backside into Lordstown, into 45, a direct route, and the trucks are going to be mandated to use that route instead of coming through our cities, tearing up our roads.
We're going to see it in about 3 years, but we garnered, what was $17 million? I think.
Yeah, but there was a match. It's about a $50 million project.
The closing of Pine, we worked with the engineer to incorporate what they call a connector road. And that connector road actually will move that traffic, even make it flow even better, and it'll allow Kimberly to accept those trucks, that volume of trucks on that road only, so that they could do their business appropriately.
I could just imagine having that traffic come through our city. You know, the roads are what they are already. That would just be devastating, so.
Yeah, the county engineer is working on traffic routes now, rating some of the roadways, and then it'll be top priority to get that access road built and get it to 45 as quick as possible.
Commissioner, the mayor and then the auditor had a question for you as well.
And just one last note in regards to that topic. These meetings about this road started to materialize maybe 3 years ago, and one of the points that would ultimately affect Niles in a positive manner would be reducing the truck strain in our downtown area. So I know the Planning Commission, the Regional Chamber, the Port Authority, some of the points that they had brought up in regards to this road a few years ago and in previous meetings that I had attended was that it may alleviate some strain coming off of 80 through Wassentown into downtown Niles and help reduce some of that truck traffic or pat that down a little bit by having direct access to Kimberly Clark. So time will tell, but I know that was a point that was noted in my book.
I can tell you, Kimberly Clark has been a great neighbor, too. They saw that, and they said, we can't bury Niles like this. This is poor city right here. We would inundate them with trucks, inundate them with road construction. So they were part of the deal as far as what can we do to help make this possible to get this roadway? How much money can we kick in? Every step of the way, Kimberly Clark has been a good neighbor for.
Mr. Auditor had a question.
Yeah, I'd just like to maybe segue the conversation into something you touched on, Denny, there rather quickly, was property taxes. What you guys are facing, I think council here needs to understand what you guys are facing there and what direction the county plans on going with what's in front of you guys, because property taxes, like you said earlier, don't affect just townships. They affect schools and they affect cities. Schools, 70-80% of our taxes go to schools. What are you guys doing about that? If you guys want to touch, because I know you guys just recently had conversations.
I got a lot I could touch on that.
Well, I'll start it off here first. We met with school superintendents, and we realized state used to pay 70% of their school bill, now it's 40%. And when you pay your tax bill, if anybody can look, our new treasurer for the county put together a nice color graph now that you can look your bill up, and you'll see that almost 70% of your property tax goes to a school in your district. 70% of your taxes you pay go to a school. That, why are we paying for the schools, first off, out of our pocket, out of our taxpayers' bills? Why are we funding that much? We need more help from the state. We absolutely need more help from the state. Secondly, Niles has a senior population. Now, I go to Dr. Eddie right down the road, and I don't think I've seen a patient in his office under 70 years of age every time I've been there. Those are people that now are getting hit the hardest with their tax bill. We did look at homestead exemption. We looked at single owner occupancy. But the problem we have with that is we can do that, but it's taking money away from somebody else. It's going to help that senior out possibly, or that veteran, or that disabled person, but it's going to be on the backs of somebody else with no state relief. We hope to work together with our state reps, our school superintendents, our mayors, our trustees, to lobby for the state to shave down a little bit of their $4 billion rainy day fund and to do something more for our townships, do something more for our municipalities, do something more for our schools. The only thing the state's done for us so far is allowed us to raise sales tax and put a carrot out there for townships to incorporate so they can charge income tax. You know, and we don't want that either. We want to preserve the integrity of a township, just like we want to preserve the integrity of our cities. You know, that's what makes Trumbull County special. So we're in a unique situation here on what to do. We're probably going to do something slight, small, but we need to make a gesture to show people that we don't condone property taxes the way they are. But when we walked into work today, they were lined up out in front of the courthouse getting signatures for a petition to make all taxes go away for property taxes. And if that happens, we're in a rowboat together. Whether we like it or not, we are rowing because we're all going to figure it out when that time comes.
Commissioners, you both have been very informative, and we're going to try to make it a little briefer here, give everyone a quick minute or so. John Stone, you got anything else?
I just want to thank you. Like I said, I know the article mentioned Mr. Bernard was there and you two weren't. That's why I wanted to get your perspective. Thanks for articulating it so well, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sheely, do you have any questions? Frank, any questions, comments? Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastig? Mr. Stredney?
Appreciate your guys' time tonight.
Thank you. Anyone want to say anything? Again, thank you both.
Thank you for having us. We need to do more of this, and not just here. We need to do more of this together as a community. We see Warren all the time because we're in Warren. So the mayor stops in, service director, police chief, whatever, so we have more contact just because where we're located. Don't forget about you. We don't think that we think Niles is any less. We know where our bread is buttered. We know how Niles has footed the bill for this whole county. And we all have...
If you're in Warren that often, all you got to do is hit a wrong road and you'll be in Niles.
Yeah, well, we've done it. We're all in the same boat. We're Trumbull County, and we're going to work to make Trumbull County move Trumbull County forward together.
Thank you both for coming. It was really appreciated. And reach out and let us know if you want to come again in the near future. Always invited. We're going to go back to regular business. I need a motion to... Motion by Mr. Lastig, second by Mr. Stredney. All in favor? We need a motion to approve today's general consent agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Stredney. Any questions, comments on the general consent agenda? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Sheely?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
Seven yeas.
I need a motion to suspend the previous rules and now allow the public comments we talked to be 6 minutes as we did in the previous one. And the motion would be to allow the one six-minute session if needed.
Take that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Mr. Lastic, second by Mr. Stredney. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Sheely?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
Seven yeas.
The rules have been suspended to allow the 6 minutes. Public comments today. Any public comments? Public comments. None? Clerk, could you give us a presentation of today's legislation, please?
The following draft will be brought to the floor for the first time. Draft 5426. An ordinance authorizing the Community Improvement Corporation, CIC, to enter into a lease agreement with option to purchase with Vaughn Isley Estate, LLC, and declaring an emergency.
Move for first reading.
Motion for a first reading by Mr. Second by Mr. Johnstone. Any questions, comments? Any question, comments?
I'll just say that Councilman Johnstone had worked on this with the mayor and his administration and CIC. And this business has met all the requirements through our law director's office. So final step for them to get the grant is to come to city council for our legislation.
Mr. Johnstone, I want to thank you personally for your hard work on this. Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
7 yeas.
First reading has been approved. Next legislation.
The following draft will be brought to the floor for the second time. Draft 3826, an ordinance authorizing the service director to approve and authorize the execution of the Bright Mountain Solar Schedule with American Municipal Power, Inc., and taking of other actions in connection therewith, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Motion for a second reading by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Shealy. Questions, comments? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
7 yeas.
You skipped Mr. Shealy.
Mr. Shealy, I'm so sorry. 7 yeas.
Draft number 38-26 been approved for a second reading. Clerk, could you read today's consent agenda, please?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, passed together with suspension of three readings, adopted as an emergency. Draft number 3526, an ordinance amending ordinance number 1626, known as the authorized strength ordinance. Draft number 4326, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. Draft number 4426, a resolution authorizing the service director to enter into a contract for a utility rate study for the Draft number 4526, an ordinance authorizing the service director to advertise for bids and enter into contract for the Wellness Center turf replacement project. Draft number 4626, a resolution amending council rules for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. Draft number 4726, a resolution authorizing the mayor to apply for, accept, and enter into a water supply revolving loan account agreement on behalf of the City of Niles for planning, design, and or construction of water facilities and designating a dedicated repayment source for the loan. Draft number 4826, an ordinance authorizing the City of Niles to enter into an annexation agreement with JRD Holdings for an expedited Type 1 annexation. Draft number 4926, an ordinance approving a then-and-now payment request for Summit Supply for repair of emergency water main. Draft number 5026, an ordinance approving a then-and-now payment request for Lee's Excavating for repair of an emergency water main break. Draft number 5126, an ordinance approving a then-and-now payment request for J.S. Bova Excavating, LLC, for repair of an emergency water main break. Draft number 5226, an ordinance authorizing the purchase of pistol replacements for the Niles Police Department through state purchasing. Draft number 5326, a resolution authorizing the City of Niles to publish through ODOT for inspection services for the TRU Summit, Ave, and Olive Street Mill and Fill project.
Council, do we have any questions, comments, concerns on any of these drafts?
No. Motion to suspend and adopt.
I'll second.
Motion to suspend and adopt by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Johnstone. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
7 yeas.
Today's consent agenda has been adopted by council. That concludes today's legislation. Miscellaneous remarks. Mayor?
Yes, thank you. Just a heads up, Service Line Warranties of America by HomeServe will be sending out their annual letters to residents for our lateral line interior plumbing replacement program. So if you do get calls about those letters. Those are legit. Those are coming from service line warranties, and that's all a part of our internal program. Another set of letters that's going out is our potholing to meet EPA mandates. First round occurred last year. Second round is going to start next week or the following week, and letters are going to be sent out to 1,000 residents, letting them know that Petty Farms is the company that will be doing the potholing to identify the service line material in their front yard. And then finally, just a heads up, the 2027 fiscal year appropriations through Congressman Joyce's office had opened up for a two-week period. That process closes on Friday the 6th. This morning, we had submitted a $5 million project for the Niles Regional Water Line, Water System Improvement Project. So we already talked about our pump station project being funded for 26, for 27. Project we had submitted was $5 million for a water system upgrade. Just a heads up.
Nothing.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yeah, real quick, I would like to recognize Mrs. Carol Pantelis. So they had the Mahoning Valley Educator of the Year Honors Dinner in a conjunction with the Youngstown Warren Regional Chamber and Niles Primary School's own. Carol Pantelis was recognized as the Early Educator of the Year. So congratulations, Ms. Pantelis.
Mr. Shealy?
To thank our commissioners for coming here and sharing with us everything that's going on with Kimberly Clark here in this area. I'm very happy to see this growth here with jobs. Growing up in this area, I grew up in Weathersfield Township, and I watched a lot of things going on over the years. I grew up in the 80s here, and there's been a lot of job losses in this area, and I'm very glad to see some growth here. You figure we've lost tens of thousands of jobs just between Packard and General Motors. From the height of it was probably close to 30,000 jobs. And then you had Copper Weld that we lost, WCI, as well as some other facilities. You know, I had to deal with a job loss myself, a plant that I worked for 29 years as plant supervisor, and they closed on me a few years ago, and that was a pretty good hit to me. So I'm glad to see some real growth here in this area, and it's going to be great for Niles as well as everywhere else. But thank you again for coming and sharing that with us.
Mr. Leskovic?
Then again, same thing. Thank you for coming more often. We welcome it.
Mr. Julian?
No comment.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes, the very first winner of that award is a now McKinley High School graduate.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes, I just want to thank Bear for remind everybody that the CIC is accepting applications for its grants now through April. It's on the city website. Thank you.
I wanted to remind council that we will not meet again until April 1st at 5 p.m. because we're going to be discussing some zoning issues. So we'll not be meeting until April 1st. It's April Fool's Day, but we really are meeting on April 1st. It was a breath of fresh air. I liked what we heard, the commissioners coming out, and keep moving us forward. And we appreciate your time, and we'll be in touch with you. Motion adjourned. Motion adjourned by Mr. Stredney. Second by Mr. Shealy. Favor.
Aye.